purify that water.
Oh, it was kind of strange.
Right. Then they had a winding thing. You let a bucket down in there, and then you wind it up and bring it up full of water. Now, they had the same thing in Helena that they had up at LaGrange. Only I use that one.
Wooden gutters here, this one too. You said that other one.
No, they had not. They had metal gutters.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's home, as I remember, metal. But up yonder at LaGrange, they had wooden gutters. Mm-hmm. I remember the wooden gutters. They run around the house and run down to the cistern. Mm-hmm. Sure did. And the water drained into the cistern, rainwater.
And that would come in.
Now, they had wells, but they wasn't, you had to boil that water.
Oh, yeah.
You had to boil that water. This other way they had of purifying it, something else they put in there that kept it pretty well purified. Malaria was bad. Everybody had malaria.
Malaria was bad.
Oh, God, yeah. I had malaria. I had to go to Colorado. I lived in Colorado a year. I had typhoid fever. And Tully, my brother-in-law, myself had it the same year. And they always thought we got him drinking water up here on the place. I lived in Colorado Springs a year.
You did.
Finally got over that typhoid fever.
Typhoid fever.
And got over it. I got it cleared up.
You're drinking water.
We went to Colorado Springs. I live in Colorado Springs.
Well, now, when people had malaria, I guess there were a lot of mosquitoes then around.
Yeah, they were bad. They were rough.
Yeah, I know.
We've sprayed the town here now. You don't have much here. They keep the place sprayed out. Keep all the, try to keep the grass cut down and the vacant lots and things. Health department. It's a lot different now than it used to be. Gosh, I'm telling you truth, you see us with kids sometimes, you want to shoot at them, think it's a turkey.
They were really big as kids.
Oh, they were big as this.
Well, so that was the reason that I guess there was so much malaria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was malaria. Mosquito. It was mosquito.
And what would they use to treat people that had malaria?
Quinine, and I bet I'd taken a barrel of quinine.
Oh, yeah.
And my daddy was salivated from, what is that other old-time medicine? They don't use it anymore. Quinine and, but anyhow, he salivated and his jaw grew together. He lost his teeth and his jaws grew together and they had to operate on him. And I can't think of it. It's some medicine that they have. If that thing gets too cold, say, and I'll cut it down. But come on, that air condition comes on and it gets cold.
No, it's just outside. Well, where would they keep like their milk and milk?
Down in
the
system. They put it in the system, and they'd have a rack that they'd raise and lower, a wooden rack, and raise and lower, and keep it in the system, keep it cool. Mm-hmm. That's where they kept the milk and stuff like that. Of course, they had underground storage places for food, for potatoes, and all that kind of stuff. Dugouts, they call them. And then if you have a tornado, they'd use them to get in and keep them blowing the house down on you. They'd use them for that. Gosh, I hadn't thought about anything like that.
Yeah,
thought
about that.
And they'd put up this stuff. They didn't can in those days.
Oh.
They had fruit jars. Mm-hmm. Canning come in later. Mm-hmm. They put them in fruit jars and they'd put them on the ground. They'd be in these underground storage places. They would find a hill and put a door in and a frame and all and dig it out and put wooden insides all on shelves and stuff. And that's the way they kept that. Kept it from spoiling. And they had smokehouses for meat. They had smokehouses for meat.
Oh, and then they had, yeah.
They'd build fire in there, and you had certain kind of old wood you used, and they'd smoke this meat. And it'd keep, oh, it'd keep.